This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
This month in the news, 100 years of general relativity, new fast radio bursts discovered, and the closest rocky planet. The last week of November marked the 100th anniversary of the announcement of one of the most famous theories in the world, Einstein's general theory of relativity. A result of an effort almost a decade long to incorporate new relativistic physics into accelerating frames. This discovery drastically changed the perception of space and time. Unsurprisingly, Einstein's ideas were rejected by many prominent scientists at first. One of the main predictions, the fact that light does not travel in straight lines in the vicinity of massive objects, was tested and proved almost 4 years later by the now famous expedition led by Sir Arthur Eddington to observe the solar eclipse on May 29, 1919. A photograph taken during the eclipse revealed that some stars were in different positions to their usual place in the sky. It is worth noting that Newton's theory of gravity also predicted the bending of light's trajectory by massive objects. The effect, however, would be only half as big as the one predicted by Einstein's GTR, and ultimately measured by Eddington and his team. Within days of the announcement of this proof, Einstein became one of the most famous scientists in the world, which he remains until this day, and his theory has changed the way we look at the universe. Thanks to this discovery, new areas of physics were born, such as modern cosmology. Today, the general theory of relativity still remains one of the standard tools in the arsenal of modern physics. Gravitational lensing is used to probe the distribution of ordinary and dark matter on large scales. Microlensing is a successful method of searching for extrasolar planets with more than 40 objects discovered to date. The work started by Karl Schwarzschild helped us to discover supermassive black holes in the center of galaxies and study their influence on galactic dynamics and evolution. Thanks to the general theory of relativity, we are now able to trace the evolution of the universe almost right down to the very beginning. The biggest discoveries are, however, yet to come. The hunt for elusive gravitation waves still continues, with many teams working around the world to provide an answer on the validity of their prediction. Important work is also being done where scientists are trying to combine the general theory of relativity with another revolutionary development of the 20th century, quantum physics. The general theory of relativity still stays strong after 100 years, being considered as one of the most extensively tested theories of modern science, and despite many claims that it fails to fully explain the evolution of the universe. Will it hold for another 100 years? We might soon know the answer, as new tests and theories are being developed to test gravity in the most extreme environments on cosmological and quantum scales. 5 new mysterious objects, known as fast radio bursts, have been discovered by the team of scientists conducting searches as a part of the High Time Resolution Universe Survey. This increases the number of currently known FRBs to 16, with 15 of them detected in Australia using the 64-meter Parkes radio telescope and only one at the 300-meter Arecibo in Puerto Rico. One of the discovered bursts shows an interesting structure with two clearly visible peaks separated by around 1 millisecond, making it the first such event ever discovered. Further analysis showed these two peaks were emitted at the same distance from the Earth, implying a common source. The overall characteristic of this event challenges a number of theories currently proposed to explain the origin of fast radio bursts, which usually predict a single burst coming from a catastrophic event, such as an evaporating black hole or collapsing neutron star. One of the theories that can possibly explain this and other FRBs is the one of giant and supergiant pulsars. It predicts that some pulsars will emit extremely bright pulsars tens to hundreds times brighter than their usual radiation, These are predicted to be extremely rare events with repetition periods ranging from months to centuries, which explains why the efforts to observe some FRBs did not bring any redetections. The number of neutron stars in the observable universe that can produce them is, however, sufficiently large that radio astronomers should be able to observe a significant number of sources. More objects will have to be discovered to reach a definite conclusion. Significant efforts are now underway to develop new techniques for FRB detections and follow-up observations at different wavelengths, including optical, infrared, and X-ray. A new planet has been discovered in the relatively close neighborhood of our solar system. GJ1132b was detected through transient and Doppler shift methods, with the former providing information about the radius of the planet and the latter about its mass. This 1.2 Earth radii and 1.6 Earth mass planet orbits its M dwarf host star, which was found to be at the distance of 12 parsecs, that is, 39 light-years, through trigonometric parallax measurements. This makes GJ1132b the closest rocky extrasolar planet discovered to date, more than three times closer than the previous Earth-like record holders, three planets orbiting star Kepler-42, 39 parsecs away from the Sun. Despite its mass and radius, GJ1132b is most probably nothing like Earth. The small orbital period of 1.6 days means the planet is very close to its host star at a distance of only 15,000ths of an AU, which is 1.5% of the Sun-Earth distance. At such a small separation, GJ1132b is expected to have a surface temperature of around 250 degrees Celsius, 150 degrees above the boiling point of water. This puts it closer to the harsh environment of Venus rather than the cozy one we are used to here on Earth. Scientists are now planning further studies, including spectroscopic observations, hoping they will now be able to conduct detailed studies of the planet's atmosphere. This should provide new knowledge about the formation of planetary systems and the evolution of the atmospheres in extreme environments.